The Tigers came into this past weekend on a 6-series winning streak. Included in that were series wins over nemesis Cleveland and the White Sox. But one sticking point remains, and that's the Minnesota Twins, who pulled off a 4-game weekend sweep in the land of 10,000 lakes with a 12-9 win on Sunday afternoon. Jorge Polanco's 3-run walk-off home run in the 10th inning was the difference. The White Sox also went to extra innings, and a 3-run home run was also the winner, as Chicago beat Baltimore 7-5. Adam Engel hit the game-winning home run in the top of the 10th, despite Vio's plating one run in the bottom of the inning. And the Cubs and Cardinals were rained out yesterday in Chicago. They'll make that game up in September as part of a doubleheader. And there's no baseball tonight, as MLB takes most of the week off for the All-Star Game at Coors Field in Colorado. Tonight's festivities are the Home Run Derby, which could last all night in the thin air of Colorado. The All-Star Game is on Tuesday, and the Tigers, Sox, and the Cubs all will resume their season on Friday. NBA Finals, the Milwaukee Bucks got 41 points from Giannis Antetokounmpo in a 120-100 win over Phoenix in Game 3. The Suns still lead that series 2-1, and Game 4 isn't until Wednesday. In the WNBA, the Indiana Fever picked up their 4th straight win after losing a dozen straight with a 79-68 victory over Atlanta. Indiana's Tierra McGowan had 21 points and 14 rebounds. Bethlehem Harbor's Kaiser Gondrzek only played for 2 minutes and didn't score. International soccer, England and Italy facing each other for the Euro 2020 championship. And as a friend of mine described it, the country with the better food won. The match finished 1-1 after extra time, but Italy wins the title on penalty kicks 3-2. England has not won an international tournament since 1966, and to make it worse, the match was held at Wembley Stadium in London. England also hosting the men's final at Wimbledon. Novak Djokovic ties Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for 20 Grand Slam titles, as Djokovic beat Matteo Berrettini in 4 sets. It's his 3rd straight Wimbledon title and 6th overall. He can win the calendar year Grand Slam if he wins the U.S. Open next month. In NASCAR, Kurt Busch passed brother Kyle with 24 laps to go to take the checkered flag at Sunday's race in Atlanta. It's Kurt's first win of the season and 33rd overall. Brother Kyle was 2nd, followed by Martin Truex Jr., Alex Bowman, and Ryan Blaney. And Minor League Baseball's High A Central League at South Bend with a 7-6 win over Beloit. West Michigan beat Dayton 13-4, and Great Lakes beat Lansing 4-2. There are no games tonight in the High A Central League. For more sports and scores from last night and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on the station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, July 12th, I'm Dave Wolf.